Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. As we work our way toward the first Saturday in May and the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, we continue our look at past milestone editions of the race. And today, we look back at the 75th run for the Roses and a horse which gave his trainer the greatest thrill of his career. That horse's name was Ponder. Foaled on April 14, 1946 at breeder Calumet Farm in Lexington, Kentucky, Ponder was a dark brown colt by Calumet's 1944 Kentucky Derby winner Pensive out of Miss Russian by Blenheim. As a two-year-old in 1948, while Citation was winning the Triple Crown for Calumet, Ponder was struggling to a winless juvenile campaign and just $400 in earnings. Things improved slightly as he began his three-year-old season, but he was on virtually no one's radar as a potential Derby contender. Instead, a colt named Olympia had risen to the top of the class. Even Ben Jones, the trainer of Ponder, had declared Olympia to be the fastest thing on four legs. In the meantime, Jones was telling the press that Ponder would run in the Derby, but he expected Ponder to finish no better than fourth. When asked if Ponder could match Olympia's ability to get a half mile in 46 seconds, Jones replied, "Ponder couldn't do that running downhill on a tin roof." While the racing world awaited the coronation of Olympia, things were bustling in Louisville in the days leading to the race. Hotel rooms that normally went for $4 a night were going for $20. Comedian and movie star Martha Ray came to town and appeared at a local nightclub. At the track, women would be allowed in the press box for the first time in Derby history, but only in a limited role. They would be working as teletypists for Western Union to help newspaper men get their race reports filed before deadline. And Acme Telephoto placed a Polaroid camera near the finish line, making possible an instant photograph of the winner that could be placed on the newswire within 3 minutes of the race's conclusion. The date was May 7, 1949. This would be the first Kentucky Derby with television coverage, as Louisville NBC affiliate Wave TV would broadcast the race to a local audience. CBS would provide network radio coverage. As the race began, Olympia, the 4-5 favorite with Eddie Arcaro aboard, had gone directly to the lead as expected, but he got into a speed duel with Capo and jockey Ted Atkinson. As the 14-horse field turned for home, Olympia faded to sixth, while Capo suddenly had a three-length lead and appeared to be headed for a victory. It was then that jockey Steve Brooks began a furious rally with Ponder. The colt was 16-1 on the tote board, and he was in sixth position at the top of the stretch. But with a breathtaking move in the final furlong, Ponder ran down Capo and drew clear to win the 75th running of the Kentucky Derby by three widening lengths. The time for the mile and a quarter was 2:04 1/5 seconds, the same time registered by his sire Pensive when winning the Derby 5 years earlier. Of 85 broadcasters and sports writers covering the event, only one, Earl Ruby of the Louisville Courier Journal, had picked Ponder to win. The fact that Ponder had entered the Derby with zero stakes wins and earnings of less than $10,000 lifetime seemed to the other 84 media members to be too much to overcome. A few years later, Jones would recall the win as his biggest thrill, as Jones told the Chicago Daily News, quote, "Surprise parties are the most fun," end quote. He added that Ponder had been a horse which was slow to learn, but in the paddock on Derby Day, he was the best-looking horse in the ring. Brooks would later recap his winning ride in simple terms, saying, "That colt wasn't fast, but he kept running when everyone else stopped." Ponder would finish fifth behind Capo in the Preakness and would take runner-up to the same horse in the Belmont. He would eventually be retired to stud at Calumet and would sire Kentucky Derby winner Needles in his first crop before passing at the age of 12 because of an intestinal disorder on October 8, 1958. We recall the words of an editorial from the Louisville Courier Journal on the morning of that Diamond Jubilee Derby, when the editorial writer captured the essence of the Derby by saying, quote, "We all go to the track vibrant with hope, filled with admiration for the thoroughbred, and affection enhanced each springtime by a keener appreciation of his magnificent virtues, which will be revealed anew today," end quote. Ponder may not rank among the greatest winners of the Kentucky Derby or even among the greatest horses bred and raced by Calumet Farm, but he ran the biggest race of his life in the sport's biggest event, which is why he is still remembered some 75 years later. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.